This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Good afternoon, Jan. Great to have you with us again.
Hello.
It's a big pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Jan, I promise you this is the last time I'm going to be as self-indulgent as I'm going to be today.
No, it's not. Don't believe a word of it.
Well, at least I believe that for this very minute. Okay, so last week I said that I got a new phone and I'm struggling with all these different apps and all these things that are available to me. What cloud provider do I choose between the OneDrives, between the Google Drives, between Samsung, you name it. Where does one start?
Right. Why are you choosing only one? I use two. I use Box.com and Dropbox and Google Drive for that matter, for certain things. So it all depends on what your needs are and what you're gonna do with it. But certainly there's no need to just choose one. You can separate files, you know, between multiple different services. You can go, this one's for personal stuff. This one's for photos. This one's for work stuff. So nothing stops you from signing up to multiple different services depending on which one has the best deal at the time. I know it's kind of late in the game now, but when these services first launched, we all created accounts on every single one of them on these cloud storage services because they gave such good deals on cloud storage. Cloud storage was so cheap. And as the sort of business model has had to reach a steady state, all that free space is kind of evaporated. You don't get so much free space anymore, but certainly there are still deals to be had, and why just choose one? But to answer your question more directly, I think it's going to depend on which platform you choose. If you're an iPhone, iCloud is a first port of call, especially for backing up your phone and app data and that sort of stuff. But then for physical files and stuff that you want to share between your computer and your phone, something like Dropbox, and especially if you want to do it on multiple different platforms, like if you are switching like me between Linux, Windows, macOS, Android, iPhone, then a service like Dropbox, which runs across all of them, is great. And if you're an Android, Google Drive is a first port of call because that's where all your app settings and stuff, your Wi-Fi settings and your phone backup, that's where it's going to go anyway. They also offer really, really good deals on backing up photos. You basically get free photo storage on scaled down photos, not full size, but scaled down photos. And then, you know, once again, go to a third party like Dropbox or Box.com or myriad others. I think Spider Oak is another one, if they haven't rebranded recently, that do secure online storage. I've had some trouble with them, so I don't use them anymore, but still, it's not a bad product. Many to choose from, but I think, for simplicity's sake, I think your first port of call should be the one that the platform provides. And then you look at, you know, for a specific need to a third party. And there I'd recommend something like Dropbox, just because, you know, it's the simplest one by far I've had the pleasure of working with.
That's really interesting to me because this idea of keeping things spread across three, hadn't occurred to me. It just didn't seem like that was neat and didn't cater well to my manic obsession with having things in the right place and knowing where everything is and et cetera. Cost. I mean, surely there's a cost involved to the stuff.
So a lot of them have a free tier, which is why I have so many accounts. So I only pay for my Google Drive storage because I have a lot of Gmail space required as a journalist. But other than that, I don't pay a cent for my cloud storage. So that's what I'm talking about. Go look for the best deals available. And obviously not everybody has unlimited bandwidth, so your bandwidth might be an issue. You know, I might not be able to switch between services if you decide you don't like one. And so you might just want a good one off the bat, which is why I'm recommending the baked in ones that come with your phone. Go look, like my recommendation, if you've got some bandwidth or access to bandwidth, to upload all the files and stuff, shop around. That's why I got box.com. I've got 50 gigs of free storage there. Dropbox, has kind of scaled back its stuff. So it no longer has, I no longer have the obscene amount of storage I've got there. It's kind of dropped to 2 gigs now, but there's all kinds of great deals to be had in online storage. Incentives to get you to stay on the service and to choose them over other people. It's a wonderful thing about competition in the space is that they work really hard to keep their customers happy and to get your business. So, yeah, definitely shop around, and you might be able to get away for free. But for example, Google Drive, I think I'm getting away for around 200 rand. I must just double check for 100 gigs of storage.
Wow, that sounds pretty reasonable, actually.
A year, by the way. Okay. That's not
that is superb. No, that's absolutely superb. Yes. Just very quickly, moving on to another topic. We spoke about Huawei a couple of weeks ago and about the fact that the American government was making things particularly difficult for them. And this week they came out with a story, well, they're going to come and try to penetrate Africa. How's that going to help any of us?
Right. So, I mean, they're already here, and we just recently ran a story, quoting, on local operators and Huawei themselves saying, and our local operators kind of going, we're not going to just abandon Huawei because the Americans say so.
Okay.
They're using Huawei as one of their vendors, and Rain in particular came up with a strong statement. That Huawei is one of their 5G partners. So they're not just gonna cut ties with Huawei, just because the Americans are waging a trade war, with China. And so, Huawei is already in Africa. Obviously they're gonna, redouble their efforts, to spread beyond the countries where they're already operating. Huawei, I think also a recent article, already operators in 30 countries
yes.
have placed orders with Huawei for 5G networks. South Africa is one of them. So, just because there's a war between the two global superpowers happening that's kind of blocking Huawei, from dealing with them, that doesn't preclude them from dealing with us, at least mercifully, because a large chunk of our networks depend on Huawei technology.
Very interesting. Something else that I actually want to draw to our listeners' attention is that if you want to find out if there's been a security breach on your phone, I think it's you go to haveibeenporn.com. Is it right?
Correct.
That's if your email address and password have been leaked or
that's
hacked.
Right. If it's been compromised, exactly.
Yeah,
so you
yes.
can go and you can check.
So not just your phone, but anything. Yes.
Yeah. There's a whole article on the future of Have I Been Pwned. It's PWNED. And check it out. mybroadband.co.za. We've been speaking to editor in chief Jan Vermeulen. Jan, thank you so much. Always a pleasure
it's
to speak to you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too, and have a wonderful week. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.